we're here.
Yeah, we're finally here.
In the dark.
With T'Challa in the background. This is When You're Ready.
When You're Ready podcast with Brianna Michonne.
And Imani Niabatye.
Okay. Today's topic of discussion is...
Oh, we gotta do the herb.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't want to introduce that, though.
So, we want to, like, you know... I want you guys to get the feel. Like, we want this podcast to be...
An experience.
An experience and, like, a chill, like, vibe. So, like, we want you to be cozy.
Sit down with us.
Chilling, drinking your tea. If you want to smoke, smoke, whatever.
Drink, like, your wine.
Drink your wine, do your yoga. And we're going to shout out an herb that you can use when you're listening.
Mm-hmm. And today's herb of the day is lavender.
Lavender. Lavender is so great. It is really used for protection, peace. It calms your anxiety.
Yeah, definitely relaxation.
Relaxation. It's a very magical herb that can be used for so many things.
100%.
Or just the smell of it. Like, I love just putting lavender oil in my oil diffuser, like, mm-hmm. or just getting fresh lavender and just adding it to the bouquet of flowers, or with eucalyptus.
Last night I had lavender and chamomile and butterfly pea flower tea.
Yeah.
And it made me go to sleep. So.
And I just made a spiritual bath for somebody to bring peace. And I used lavender to, like, calm and cool her soul. And, you know, bring some positive and angelic energy to her. And then we was with lavender.
So I hope lavender can be helpful for you guys today. Mm-hmm. So, topic of discussion for today's When You're Ready podcast is relationships. Romantic, specifically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we have definitely had our time and our experience in...
I'm sorry for your ears. I just had to get that out.
I definitely feel like we have had... we've learned a lot. We've definitely learned a lot in our time throughout... romantic relationships.
Yeah.
For very different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what we've learned for ourselves and from the experience is definitely something that can be taken away,
mm-hmm.
and be of help, or even just, like, bring clarity.
Yeah. That is the point of this episode. It's not to, like, bash our exes. We don't have time for that. We're not giving you guys the...
Oh, I was looking for that.
The attention that you want. But more so, like...
Our podcast is about healing. Our podcast is about bringing perspective.
It's about and wellness.
Bringing perspective and bringing experience. And not to tell anybody how they should go about anything, but so you can use our experience as some type of guidance or... You know, take what resonates, leave what doesn't.
And it's also a reminder and reflection of us and our experience, and to remind us of our journey.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear crunching in the background, it is T'Challa eating his lunch.
T'Challa the cat.
Yeah.
Our last relationships, I feel like, have...
They were so, like, reflections.
No, yeah. Like, I feel like we learned the most. It was the most transformative experiences for us.
It was my longest. Was it your longest
relationship? Yeah, it was my longest, and actually, like,
my most serious. Same.
Every other relationship was pretty much just, like, talking phases or, like, dating for
maybe boyfriend and girlfriend for, like, 1 or 2 months,
literally 5-6 months. Like, yeah. So I definitely feel like our last relationships were the most eye-opening, transformative.
For real.
And it gave us the space in the room. Well, we gave ourselves the space in the room to learn and grow from them, because we had to give ourselves the permission to do that.
You have to, because I feel like if you don't, you're going to be bitter and you're going to keep meeting the same person in a new body.
Yeah.
And, or I should say, you're going to keep meeting the same spirit in a new person, in a new body. You have to. in order to really heal, you have to reflect on what can I do differently.
Yeah.
How can I learn from this and move forward? Like,
yeah. And even to, like, forgiveness.
Forgiveness. I think it was a big thing. Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm not there yet, you guys. I struggled. I really did struggle with that because I feel like what I learned about forgiveness is that I couldn't forgive somebody else until I forgave myself for, like, mm-hmm. what I did and the roles that I played and what I even, you know, allowed. And I feel like that's a part of healing that we don't talk about a lot, is yeah. that the biggest part of your healing journey is really forgiving yourself and taking the accountability that needs to be taken for the role that you played and why you were in the position that you were in, because yeah. only you can allow yourself to be in a position. Nobody else has control over you but you.
I think I'm, like, working on forgiving myself. But also, you guys, just disclaimer, I'm, like, newly out of my relationship. She's had, like, a year.
I had a year and some change.
So you're getting two different perspectives.
Yeah, and I think that's valuable.
Yeah.
That's very valuable that we get to... We have different perspectives because I feel like I've been able to... I'm still in my healing journey, obviously, right. but I feel like I've been able to maneuver for more time.
Yeah.
And notice more things and put more things into perspective, and you're kind of, like, in the midst of...
Yeah.
In the midst of
I'm in, like, maybe the... I want to look up, what are the stages of grief?
No, for real.
Let's see where...
Acceptance.
Where I am right now. Okay, come on. Give us a second.
Stages of grief.
Look,
I feel like I'm in the stage of... I feel like the stage
You're
I'm in
acceptance.
Is it acceptance.
Yeah.
I've accepted it. I feel like I've definitely moved on completely. Like, you know, there are some things that, like, I don't know, though, because, like, I feel like I'm not at all bothered by
right.
anything with that has to do with my past relationship at all. Like, at all.
Well, how do you say it? Never mind. okay,
what are the stages? We have denial.
Anger.
Bargaining.
Depression.
Depression, acceptance.
Yeah.
I feel like you're definitely at anger.
I'm at anger, but I also feel like it shifts.
It can shift.
I had depression first.
Yeah, I feel like you were bargaining before you even got to your denial.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like bargaining denial.
That's true, you're right. Because I was in denial the second time we broke up.
Yeah.
That's when the denial was there. I was like, I don't know. The signs, the history.
Yeah.
But I still have this feeling that I'm not happy.
Just the questioning.
Right. Like, everyone says we're so happy to see you guys together, but it's like, I'm not happy.
Yeah. And I think that's important, though. I'm glad you did bring this up, because it also, like, is important to remember that, like, everybody's journey looks different.
It does.
And, like, it's not black and white. It's not, this is the order. These are the stages. And this is how it's going to go.
No, that's not
how it goes. Everybody has different experiences. Everybody's relationships are different.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions and terms of things are different. Like, the space where you're in with self
mm-hmm.
is a big factor in that. So, it's, like, it's going to look different for everybody, which is why, like...
I feel like I'm so angry because... as somebody that works with her intuition 24/7, it feels like I let my intuition down.
Yeah. And that's what I had to forgive.
That's what I'm learning to forgive.
That was the hardest part.
It's like, girl, you're only 24.
For real.
Chill out. But in my mind, I've been around, I'm wise, I'm this, I'm that, you know.
So you gotta apply
it
to yourself.
I'm sharp, exactly. So it's just like, girl, chill out.
Yeah.
Chill.
That's definitely, you hit it on the head. Like,
yeah.
That took the biggest hit for me. Like, not feeling like you couldn't trust yourself.
That's how I was like.
As a woman, though.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, I'm questioning, if I think a guy's attractive, I'm questioning it. Like, he's probably crazy. You don't know. Like, clearly, your taste is off, And it's like, girl, chill out. Yeah. You know? It's like one shoulder, she's like questioning everything and just worrying, while the other shoulder is like
optimistic
as hell.
Yeah. That's that, for sure.
And that's where the anger is coming. And it's like, I'm the shit. Like, yeah.
And also, too, it's like the anger.
What was your experience with the anger?
My anger was more like, it was the fact that I feel like I would let myself down, because the anger was really more geared towards self, mm-hmm. and projected towards the person, mm-hmm. versus like it being towards him directly.
I think you were angry like in the beginning of like y'all transitioning away.
Yeah, I was so angry because I was so disappointed in who I had become.
Yeah,
because that was not me. I did not recognize that girl. I didn't know who she was, and that made me so mad.
Yeah,
like I was so angry because it was I think it was a lot of layers to it too, because it was like I'm mad because I feel like you did this to me, mm-hmm. but really I did this to myself.
So let's talk about that,
because that's really the gag.
I thought about this in the shower. It's like we have to take accountability.
Yes, the accountability, you know, is so important. Because
it's like, since we broke up, I've just been replaying, like, literally our first date is stuck in my head. It's stuck in my head because the red flags were red flagging. They were there. But I was talking to my mom about this. I didn't know those were red flags at the time. You
couldn't identify that.
I couldn't identify it. I didn't know that, for an example, first date, I don't want to know about all of the things you've been through. That's trauma dumping.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was trauma dumping. I was just like, oh,
I'm getting to know you. You're opening
up. He trusts me. Yeah. He's opening up. Oh my gosh. Like, I must be special because he's choosing me to tell everything to. But it's like, 24-year-old Imani Nia is like, girl, run.
Like, no.
Run. No, that's it's way too soon.
Yeah.
Way too soon. That's, and it was like, no. You know?
Yeah.
It's
like, yeah, we think back to all of those times where you, like, we just ignored. It's not even really.
We didn't know.
We didn't even, yeah, because it's like, I can't even say ignore, because, like, we really just didn't know or, like, couldn't recognize. And
so how do you take accountability for something you don't know?
Because I feel like this is where the anger came from for me, because fool me once, shame on you.
Mm.
Fool me twice, shame on us. Fool me three times, shame on me, G.
J. Cole said, fuck the peace sign, let it rain on you.
For real, like, mm-hmm. Fool me three times, fool me twice, really. It's shame on me.
Yeah.
Because at that point, like, yeah, you didn't know.
Yeah.
But now this person's actions are showing you.
Yeah.
And they showed you who they were, and you didn't take them for who they showed you they were. So when they keep showing you who they are, and you think they're going to be different, you think you could change something.
It's insane.
Or, yeah,
it's insanity. Literally the definition insanity of insanity. Because it's
doing something,
like,
over and over again and thinking it's going to be different.
And for me, it was more so like I was trying to convince myself that this person like was fitting in my life.
That's what it is.
But
we talked about that.
Yeah, but it's like we like our values were completely different.
Because it's like, I feel like because they were like our most serious relationships.
Yeah, we were trying to
make it fit, because we seen aspects of them that mm-hmm. we loved and that we enjoyed and that we wanted in a partner.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was only those aspects. It wasn't everything.
It was only those things.
So we're trying to make
the idea.
Yes, it was really the idea of who they are and who they could be, the potential, like, the potential.
It was potential. 3 years of potential.
2 years of potential. Throw that potential out, bro.
Yeah, because it makes you settle.
It does.
It makes, like, you settle. And it's like, one thing I've learned, and we've talked about a million times, if you settle in one department, you're going to settle in everything else.
Everything.
And I was settling in everything else.
Even in life.
Exactly.
Even in life, because what you're entertaining and the things you're putting your energy to, it that reflects in everything.
Everything.
And I was literally having a conversation with one of my other best friends, you know. Yeah. And we were talking about how in Arizona, we were talking about relationship. And I was like, it's so crazy, like, thinking back on it, because I really was not happy with who I was. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, although I learned what I needed to learn in those 2 years of the relationship, and I don't regret anything.
Yeah.
It makes me realize how much time I wasted.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
But how much time could have been put in other things.
You, yeah.
Like, all the things I've gotten done in this summer alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine, like, I think about that and how, like, I feel like I was kind of disappointed in myself because, like, I let all that time be used towards something that was, like, it wasn't really going towards much for real.
I feel that.
Like, especially career-wise. Like, I feel like I was so wrapped up in his.
And so being a supportive girlfriend.
Yeah, like, being supportive, like, you know, wanting to be more involved in the things that he does, especially when it comes to, like, the fields that... Yeah, I'm not gonna speak too much.
No, I understand, because you were getting
well. I'm gonna speak on it because actually it is a part of me too. But like getting more into music and stuff, like it was something that I saw as like something we connected with. So because of that, it made me want to indulge in it more. But the reality of my life is that that's not my path.
No,
it's something I enjoy.
Yeah,
but I spent too much time thinking about something and letting something consume my mind that's not my path, and that's not my calling, because I'm trying to keep up with you.
Yeah.
And because I want to be in your space, and everything is consumed with you, and it's really all based off of anxious attachment and not really fully wanting to really be in this space all
anxious
the time
attachment.
For real. Yeah, because I definitely had an anxious attachment for sure, 100%. My nervous system was off the wires,
girl. Let's talk about that nervous system.
That nervous system,
because
regulation,
my experience was completely different. I feel like it was more so like I knew who I was before him, and I was working on that, and I feel like because I was radiating from that, he wanted to leech on it. Leech is a very harsh word. I don't want to use that word.
But it was something that attracted him.
It attracted him.
Yeah, so he wanted to be a part of that.
He wanted to be a part of it. I just don't like leech.
And bask in that energy.
I don't like leech. We're going to throw leech away. Yeah. But he wanted to be a part of it. And I felt like in that relationship, I was focusing on me, but also helping him with his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like...
Yeah, too much. You couldn't fully show up for
no.
you.
And it will be times where, like, I'm putting my stuff on the back burner because I want to help him with his.
Right. Yeah.
But let's go back to, what did you say? The nervous system.
Nervous system.
Let's go back to that.
Bro, I don't... I feel like you really don't appreciate a peaceful nervous system until you're in some chaotic shit.
Yeah.
Like, bro, when I tell you that time, like, so many things play a role into it, because like when you're triggered by something constantly.
And then when you want to talk about it, you're being shut down or gaslit,
or even not even just that, but it's like to be in a relationship with somebody who know they did wrong to you, and then they're not able to really empathetically connect with you or sympathetically connect with
you. You don't feel emotionally safe.
You don't, because the thing is, you can't expect to be in a relationship with somebody that hurt you and expect the same person that hurt you to heal you. And that was my problem.
Same.
I wanted the same person that hurt me to fix everything and make it better. So I had these expectations, and then when you didn't meet them, it's like I'm constantly just getting disappointed and let down and frustrated and triggered and just all these things because you can't fix what you did.
Yep.
But that was a screwed mentality.
Because it's
not your job to do
that. Attachment.
It's my job to remove myself if this doesn't serve me.
Yeah.
Not for me to keep latching on and attaching myself to this because... of what my perception or idea of what something should
be. You know what
like.
I was about to say.
What you about to
say? We gotta go to where it comes from. Now we're getting into the other part of our background.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Our fathers.
Oh!
Shit! fathers.
Yeah. We definitely had this conversation. We're not gonna go too deep into things.
Wait, we don't have to go too deep.
But definitely, I feel like these relationships were definitely reflections of our relationships with our fathers, for sure. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Our fathers were definitely in our lives, have definitely been in our lives. But
We're
daddy's girls, but we also have our daddy issues.
Exactly. And daddy's girls with daddy issues.
Yeah. For sure. And especially being the only children. Like, we're the only kids, only girls. Yeah. So it's like, Imani made a joke on Instagram one day. She was like, I'm my father's oldest son.
I am my father's oldest son.
No, for real. Like, we were really raised to be, like, tough and just like,
I feel like we were raised to be girly girls but with a boy mentality.
Yeah, and that just clashes because it doesn't match.
It doesn't
make sense, especially really growing up being a very emotional child.
Yeah, very sensitive.
So hypersensitive, very emotional, and always kind of being like just down for that. Even in school, like, even in middle school, like, being called a crybaby just because, like, my first emotion is to cry. Same. Like, I'm so sorry that affects you so much that I'm emotional. Like, the hell?
So did that show up in your relationship?
I feel like because it was nurtured, my emotions in that way was nurtured, I attached to that. And I think that's where things stem from, because I was receiving that emotional aspect of things in the beginning, I latched onto it. Because I feel like I didn't receive that in my father. So when this masculine figure came around and showed that and, like, catered, I guess, to, like, my emotional side or just how sensitive I am, I latched onto it. So then when all other things start happening, it was just kind of like like trying to make up for it. Like, me trying to make up for it in my head, or, like, trying to see the potential or forcing the potential in my head because of that.
That's something to think about, because I can see that for me, but I feel like it was like that in the beginning.
Yeah, it's like, it was in the beginning.
But then after a while, he was starting to use it against me.
Yeah, and then it was like, I started seeing the gaslighting, and I started seeing, like, the manipulation, where it's like, oh, you didn't see that, you didn't.
Yeah.
How you gonna tell me?
No, for me, it's you're overreacting.
Yes. That's actually what it became. Yes. Because when I would try to bring, try to bring my emotions and feelings up about something, because I felt like I always was, because something was always happening.
Yeah.
It would be like, it wouldn't even be the words you're doing too much, but the way that you're showing up is making me feel as if you feel like I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
Or it's a problem that I'm coming to you about something. Yeah. However,
and then you feel like you're walking on eggshells.
Yes, and that's what it became. It became me walking on eggshells and, like, always, like, or him flipping things on me. It's like, if I tell you this, it's gonna turn into an argument, it's gonna be a problem, or you're gonna react like this. Like, yeah, it would always just be flipped on me, and I was always the receiver of things. Like, I was never giving out or dishing out anything. Like, I was always the one receiving, he was always the one dishing and giving out stuff. So
I feel like for me it was both, because I just got to the point where I was fed up, and I'm like, you're not about to, it put me in fight or flight, where I'm like, I'm not gonna fly, I'm going to fight. And I'm gonna leave here with something.
I'm leaving here with something.
And I feel like it just, that's why I made that video. I'm not fighting no more. Yeah. I'm not arguing no more, because it's like, I was in fight or flight, and I chose to fight. And when you say you didn't recognize yourself, that's when I was like, it wasn't that I didn't recognize myself. This is the person that I've been healing through.
Yeah.
And now you're bringing this person, or not you're bringing, my reaction to your behavior is making me feel like I need to defend myself.
I like that vocabulary.
That was the known problem, that I couldn't, it wasn't allowing me to settle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been in therapy since I was 12, you guys. I've been working on that anger for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I forgot about her.
Bringing it back up.
Right. It's not that I forgot about her. I know she's there. Mm-hmm. But it's like, why is she being triggered and
coming
up. Yeah, like,
why does she want to come up?
Why does she want to come up with someone I love? Someone that says they love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when that nervous system was like, girl, what we doing?
And that'd be your spirit telling you what the fuck.
Yeah. Your vagina tells you, too. We're not going into that, but she was letting me know, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your body knows.
Yeah.
Your spirit knows. Your ancestors know. Like, no.
For sure.
No.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
100%. Yeah.
I recognized her. I'm like, oh, where you been? Oh, wait, why are you here? I don't think you should be here. And then it's just like, then he uses her against me. Like, see, you act like this, you act like this, you act like this. But mm-hmm. It's like, you wanted like, her here.
That's the thing. I think that's what messed me up the most is like, you do things, you make decisions, and then I respond. And then you use my response or my reaction against me as if I'm the problem.
Yeah.
And then you use it constantly. It's like, if I tell you this, you're going to respond like this. You're going to do like this. This is how you're going to be. Mm. You don't even give me the room to show up how I choose to.
And that was affecting me outside of the relationship. Yeah. Because all of the stuff I was going through, my response was always like, shrink yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Obsess over things or constantly overthink about my surroundings and how I communicate with people because I feel like I don't know how to show up. Because if I show up emotional, I'm being too emotional. If I show up angry, I'm being too angry. If I show up happy, mm-hmm. I'm being too happy.
Yeah.
It's like it literally affects everything.
Everything. Because even think about it from a perspective of like overthinking.
Yeah.
I just thought I was an overthinking person.
I did too.
I am not.
I'm very assertive. I know what I want.
I know what I want.
Exactly.
Jean. Like, the things that you put and attach to yourself, anxiety. I never had anxiety
until that relationship. I had anxiety my senior year of high school, but granted, I was going through a lot with my family.
Mm-hmm.
My environment at home was not the best.
It was like your body trying to tell you that's all it is.
I had so much anxiety like when I was in that relationship. So much anxiety.
That can definitely come up from a product of your environment.
Yes, your nervous system being off.
That was never something I dealt with, ever. Ever, 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 ever,
never?
Ever. Never. And when I got in that situation and things just started shifting. And
this is healing. I'm getting chills.
No, for real. Like, the things just started happening and I was just letting stuff happen.
Yeah.
And, like, being told, I'm going to change. I'm going to be different. And then it's like, you're still doing the same thing. And me feel like I have to look over your shoulder and micromanage you and being with you all the time. Because if I'm not with you, then what are you doing? Like, all of that stuff made me so anxious. It stressed me out.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
How it was affecting our friendships. You want me to start or you want you to start?
I want to start because I want to share my perspective.
Well, yours was first, too.
Yeah.
Because ours came after you. Yeah, so good. Yeah.
Okay, so I think that, like, especially because it was my first relationship, like,
yeah,
I thought it was normal to just always be with your man all the time. But that's just not normal. Like, I don't even like that. I don't like that now. I enjoy
You didn't do it the space. Whole time.
I didn't do it the whole time.
It was just in the beginning.
No, it was after mainly. I feel like towards the end.
Yeah.
Like, not towards the very end, but, like, because I'm going to tell you why, though. So, yeah. I really thought it was normal because I just loved being with each other, which was very real and very true in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But then I feel like the anxious attachment start coming in, which is when I was just kind of like in this mentality of like, if I'm not with you, then what you doing?
Mm.
Where that is what made me be with him so often.
Mm.
Because it wasn't necessarily that I wanted to be with him all the time. Because obviously I want to be with you because you're my man. But like, being with you 24/7, staying at your crib all the time.
To monitor you, like.
Yeah, like, because it's like, if I'm not with you, then where you gonna go? What you gonna do? Like, who you gonna be talking to? Like, that's insane. Like, that's just so, that's so draining.
It is.
And because that was, like, my subconscious mentality, it wasn't something I was accepting. So I wasn't moving in the awareness of that's what I was really doing for. Like, I knew that, but I would never admit it to myself. And because of that, I wasn't seeing my friends for real.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a desire to.
Yeah.
I really didn't. And I hated that because even then, we already talked about like the shift that I felt.
You didn't have a desire to. That's real.
Yeah. Like, I really just didn't have a desire to. Like, it was like, if I see them, I see them. Like, you know. But it was like, and I hated that. I really hated that because, like, when I put myself, I could close my eyes and put my body back into that feeling. Never in my life.
Was it shame?
No, it's not even shame. Like, it wasn't shame at all. It was more just like, I want to be here, so I'm here. It was just tunnel vision. Yeah. It was truly just tunnel vision. Like, it was never about it. I like the whole idea of like shame and stuff. That was never something in my mind, like at all. Like, it was never about shame or anything like that. It was just more like, I really just felt like I was just I was tunnel vision. I couldn't see. I was in the clouds. I couldn't even see the clouds. I didn't even know I was in the clouds because I can't see the clouds. I just know that I'm in whiteness. Yeah. Like, that's all I see. So because of that, like, I feel like I just didn't have a desire to, like, be around other people for real. Like, I couldn't even really be by myself. And I think that was, like, that's what hit me the hardest. Because, like, when we did go through periods of, like, being on a break and stuff, I would force myself to be by myself. I would force myself to go out by myself, to go, like, to the beach and, like, have picnic by myself. Because that was things we would do together and things like that. Like, we would do everything together.
Yeah.
So, like, I would force myself to go on picnics by myself and stuff. And, like, even just doing that was just, like, I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it so bad. Like, I really hated it. And I knew that was not good. I knew that wasn't good, for sure. Like, if I didn't know nothing else, I knew that wasn't good. And so, like, I would try to force myself to do these things. But, like, I feel like I only really forced myself to do these things when it would be those circumstances. And so, like, even when if I wasn't staying at his house and, like, I'm at my crib, we're on FaceTime. So it's like we're never really apart. And so I became codependent.
Yeah.
I became codependent. And it really messed with me because, like, I just did not know how to be by myself. I didn't know how to trust myself. I didn't know how to be by myself. I was always overthinking. I was anxious. Like, it was just a terrible combination of things constantly.
You just weren't you.
I wasn't me at all. And being a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Like, I love my girls. Like y'all are literally like my entire life. So yeah. Like, I couldn't even, it's like, if call this person do the long way, do the long way. It's like, if this person was to not be here anymore, I would feel like a pit. Because it would literally just feel like I didn't have nothing for real.
Yeah.
Even though y'all were there.
Yeah.
It didn't really feel like it because I wasn't receiving y'all.
Yeah.
That's only the only reason. It wasn't that y'all were doing anything. It was literally me.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't receive y'all because of the space that I was in. So, yeah, it was like, and I feel like I never really articulated that or said that out loud until now, actually.
Yeah.
Because, like, now I'm actually able to, like, realize, like, what it was.
I'm just thinking about how alone you were. Because it's just the cancer in me. Like, me going to Arizona. Like,
yeah.
Don't have me start crying.
Please don't.
No, because it's just like, yeah, I don't know. I just, yeah.
Yeah, that was that. So, yeah, I think that definitely, like, that's why I really appreciate the space that I'm in now.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to put my revisions out there. Yeah. But, like, I feel like I'm just now in this space where I honor the balance of romantic and my platonic female friendships.
Yeah.
And somebody who also values that as well and makes sure that that is top priority.
Yeah, because it's
in every way, and that there's no codependency in that. And the importance of understanding that love is not attachment.
It's not.
You can't be attached to something that you love. That it can't coexist.
No, love is accepting. It's free. It's just is. It's like spirit. You can't define it. You can't calculate it. You have to allow it to be what it is.
Yeah.
I'll say you went in a different direction than what I thought you were going to go, and I appreciate that. But for me, I feel like I was scared to tell you guys things. Mm-hmm. I feel like...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I feel like I was wearing a mask. And I was... Because you looked up to our relationship in a way.
Yeah, I did. I really did. I was like, dang.
And that, like... And I'm not blaming you or anything, but that added some pressure. It definitely added some pressure, and I was just like...
Girl, that same thing was happening with us, with other people. That's what made it so hard.
It makes it hard. Moving forward, I understand why women cover their man's face.
Bro.
Look, moving forward, y'all don't know nothing. Because...
I'm gonna see a arm and a leg.
I feel like because... He has a platform, and because I was building a platform and we made our relationship public, it added so many expectations, eyes, opinions, so much.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. It was so much. And I didn't know what I was signing myself up for.
The part that I feel like I know we both related on, I'll never forget. When I remember the first time something had happened and went down.
Wow.
And we went on a break.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go. I had a shoot at school. Mm-hmm. I was still in school, and I had a shoot at school. And one of my friends brought him up. I wanted to cry so
bad. I've had that moment.
Because everybody constantly, like, even though, like, I've learned other things that, like, people did know about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people would, like, always speak so highly of our relationship.
Oh, my gosh,
and that
girl.
Really messed my head up, because I'm like, y'all don't even know
it was the making
half
me,
of it.
And this is me. In the beginning. Mm-hmm. In the beginning. Towards where we, like, first broke up. Y'all, we broke up so many times.
Girl, same.
So many
times.
We
all had many breaks.
The first breakup, when you were getting out of yours.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, like, y'all, this breakup influenced my breakup. Because
no,
remember
for
your
real.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, birthday. Yeah.
Birthday.
Your birthday.
2023.
Yeah. Your birthday. That made me was like, I'm done.
21.
So, but when I was trying to be done, it was the people, like, I love your relationship, black love, I'm rooting for you guys. Or was this the second breakup? I think this was the second breakup. Mm. I can't even keep track. It was the second breakup. It was just, like, it was making me feel guilty. I was feeling guilty. I felt like I was letting people down. Because I'm like, I want to be this. But it's like, girl, ain't nobody... Who told you to sign up for that? It's not your responsibility.
Mm.
And then it was also, like... It was really just that. It's not my responsibility to be your relationship goals. I didn't ask for that. Yeah. I just love this man and want to show him off. And I'm a photographer. So I'm taking pictures of him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just like...
It wasn't like no intentional, like, game plan.
It wasn't
it was
an
just
intentional
happening.
Game. It happened organically. But that's what I was going to say. Like, people will tell me and I'll feel guilty and... It will make me second guess how I felt, because it's like, okay, I feel bad, but it's like, I still feel how I feel at the end of the day. I'm not happy.
Yeah.
But you knew, and when you started communicating that you knew, and your energy shifted towards him, because you were just like, I don't like how you're treating my girl. I don't like how you're showing up. Like, that's what made me really start rethinking everything.
And also, too, I think another thing that also made my energy shift a bit was... But we're not going to focus too much on these people directly.
Yeah.
But I think it was more, too, like, seeing how he was showing up with me.
Mm.
How he started to show up with me. And I'm like, okay, now I'm starting to see another side.
Yeah.
That, like, I saw, but, like, now I really see.
Yeah.
It. And, like, because I was transitioning out of my space...
You were.
I didn't have the capacity for that.
Recognize.
Yeah, I was able to recognize that, and I was able to recognize, like, this is not the energy I want in my space.
And that's what, because we're talking about the friendships and how it affects our friendships, I think that's what really, like, fueled me to really open my eyes, because it's like, this is my sister.
That's how I felt, too.
Like,
yeah.
If you can't get along with my sister, like,
she's my everything, and I'm the person. You coming into this world, it's not like you, Brianna, coming into our world. All right. No, you are marrying into me and Brianna.
For real, like, I've been here. Y'all came in after this.
Exactly, and it's gonna always be that way. Like, my mom always raised me. Your sisters, your friends, that's your family. You ride or die. It's nobody. It's y'all against the world. My friends are my everything, and no.
Yeah, because we chosen family, for real.
No,
for real. Yeah, and I think too, like, I think that the biggest thing for me that was really like, because this is when things really ended, when I told you, I was like, the fact that you don't even really see that, you not feeling the need to apologize to my friends for the ways you showed up, you don't see the importance in that.
Yeah,
if you as my partner don't value my friends because I value them,
yeah,
or see the value in them because of how I see the value in them, yeah, or the importance in them, that's a problem.
Yeah,
because that's very telling to character.
You're talking about like around my birthday.
Yep. Yeah. Directly at your birthday.
Yeah,
literally around that time,
because the vibes was it was weird,
and it was really like, my friends don't mess with you.
No, at that point I was
my
done.
Friends don't mess with you. And the fact that you know how important my friends are to me, those are my sisters. That's my family. So, like, the fact that you understand how important these people are to me, but you don't even take the initiative to show up for them.
He did it after.
After I told him to. It was after. I shouldn't have to tell you to do that.
But I think for me, I was done because this wasn't the first time.
Yeah, exactly. But it was more for me, it was like, even if you saying, like, it was like, yeah, you're saying this not gonna happen, but that was an action that you could have took that speaks not only to what you're trying to say, but your character as well, to the people that I care about. So it's like, the fact that you can't even do that, and I have to tell you and convince you, and your response to me is, I don't have to prove anything to anybody, I don't have to explain myself.
You're right.
Heard, brother.
Power to the people.
You ain't got to explain.
You know what's crazy? He said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling y'all, we are reflections.
For real.
We are true reflections. And
yeah. And I feel like as far as friendship altogether, though, like, I think that because our relationships reflected so much, and it was like it reflected at different times, though. It wasn't happening linearly.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a linear experience with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was very parallel, though.
It was.
Very parallel.
The experiences were different.
Yeah,
they were different, but they were similar.
They were different and similar, but they were also happening at different times.
Yeah.
But we were going through the same things.
Yeah.
Just at different points. Where either...
You hear my stomach?
Oh, yeah.
I hope it doesn't show for that, but what were you saying?
No, mom was growling earlier.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like, I feel like there are things that you had experiences, which is why you were able to see things that are happening with me so clearly, mm-hmm. and things that I was experiencing, that's why I'm able to see things that's happening to you so clearly.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like even though it had the effect that it did on our friendship, it only made it better.
Mm-hmm.
It only made
it
stronger.
It brought us closer. Like, for real, because... And maybe that can be, like, the next episode about, like, friendship and diving more so into friendship, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, that night I called you and you came and got me. Like,
I don't care.
That was... It was more than that, but just...
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, I'm done.
Anytime we're needed. Anytime we need each other.
Yeah.
Regardless of how many times we said we're done,
I knew you were going to go back, and I know I said, I don't want to talk about him no more. And when you were like, but I need to, it broke me down. I was like, okay, just talk about him.
No, for
you
real.
You know, like, I didn't care. I really didn't care. Because I've had friendships before. Where, like, they will go back, and I'll be annoyed, and I'll be like, I don't want to talk to you no more. But it's like, with you, you were teaching me why I needed to be there.
Yeah. It was so much bigger than what we really realized until now.
Yeah.
Like,
Because you have to take yourself out of it.
Yeah, and on top of that, too, like, placement.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I 100% agree that, like, if there is a friendship that you feel like they just keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And it doesn't align with you. Remove yourself 100%. Like, protect you.
Yeah.
But I feel like because, like, it wasn't, like, this wasn't a pattern for me.
No, it was, like, it was you experiencing something.
Yeah, that I never experienced before, so I didn't even know how to navigate.
You just didn't know how to navigate. Like, you knew, okay, this isn't right. It was just like you were trying your best.
Yeah, I was trying my best.
To see it through.
Yeah,
but for sure. At the end of the day, you tried, and it's just like, it's just not working for me, so I'm moving on.
Yeah, and I think that's a really big thing for me that, like, I'll be trying to let people know, like, I'm a person that, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Exactly. You're going to go all
in. And I'm going to go all in. And, like, I'm not going to stop until I feel like I gave my all and I've done enough.
Exactly.
Because if I don't, like, things could have ended so much quicker.
But
I really would have felt like, dang, did I not make the right decision?
And that's how I felt. And I don't know who I was talking to. It was more so, because I asked myself, why did I stay so long? It was more so because I wanted to prove to myself that I could.
Mm.
I wanted to prove to myself that I can be in a relationship. I can be committed to somebody. I can genuinely try to really love someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, y'all, I was a city girl. I've always been a city girl. I told y'all, I'm my daddy's first son.
Okay.
So first. I wanted to see if I could be, you know, a girlfriend. Like, for real.
Feminine energy.
You know, be, you know, yeah, for real. Feminine, girly girl. And it was more so that. I feel like it was pride.
Yeah.
I was fighting pride.
Yeah. Ego was definitely taking
over. Ego was taking over a lot. And when other people get involved, I have to say it, women get involved and they want to compete with you over your man.
Oh, that was another thing.
Your ego is there, so it's more so you fighting those things than, and it's like you get to the point, it's like, what am I fighting for?
Yeah.
That's what I just got to the point. What am I fighting for? Because I'm losing myself in this battle. I don't got no nails no more. My hair look crazy. I look tired. What am I fighting for?
Literally. I learned that nothing in my life ever succeed or look how I really wanted to if I don't have a foundation with me.
Hmm.
And a foundation in self is a foundation with God.
Hmm.
A foundation with self is a foundation with God, is a foundation with your ancestors.
Yeah.
So nothing will be the best that it can be in my eyes unless I'm right with me. And that was the foundation that I lacked. And that was one of the biggest lessons that I learned.
Yeah.
I did not even know what that looked like for real. I thought I did. But that relationship was a clear example that you don't know what it looks like. Because a foundation itself would never allow that to happen.
Yeah.
And I also learned how to give myself permission to show up in every emotion that I need in order to process everything that I need. And that was what my last gallery in progress. That's what that was about. It was literally about honoring all the ways that you need to show up in your life, in your healing journey, because it's all a part of progression.
Yeah.
And all a part of your moving forward.
Yeah.
Nothing is a setback. Nothing is stopping. Nothing is none of that.
Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason, and it's all towards progression.
Yeah.
And then I also learned that you can, I said this in my little videos, if y'all ever watch them, there is only so much healing you can do in solitude.
Yeah. You can't.
There's only
can't
so much healing. In solitude. You're not triggered in solitude. You're at the best that you can be in solitude. There's nothing. It's almost like
you gotta be in battle to.
You gotta be in battle to learn how to fight. Literally, you have to, because only when you're in a relationship and when you're in a relationship again or in anything romantic again, when something happens and triggers you, are you going to be able to remind yourself this is not who you want to be?
Exactly.
To rewrite that story. You can only rewrite something when you're in the midst of it. Mm-hmm. You can't rewrite it when you're not in it. It don't work like that. You're mm-hmm. not going to really apply it for real.
It's like the manifestation conversation.
Yeah.
Like, you have to see it in order to believe.
You have to see it in order to believe, and you can't have any doubt about it. You have to decide. You have to make a decision.
And that's the only way you can really apply things that you learn is by, like, being in battle and really using the tools.
Yes, using your tools. And not using your tools in that one time, but learning to consistently use those tools because you're the one who's rewriting that cycle.
Because of this relationship, I feel like I'm a better communicator. Like, for real, like, before you guys, like, even though I was on that path of healing, I was a shitty communicator.
Oh, can I share one more thing? Go ahead. Oh, that just reminded me.
Go ahead.
Communication. The way I communicate has evolved. Oh my God.
Even how we communicate with each other.
Bro, I'm so proud of how I communicate. Like, when something triggers me or I'm affected by something, She's
the queen of boundaries.
Bro, my literal words are, I know that you did not try to do this and that this is not what you're doing to me.
Yeah.
This is how I felt.
She inspires me.
Bro, for real. Like, this is how these actions made me feel and this is why. And I'm not trying to project it onto you, but this is literally just how this made me feel.
Yeah.
This is why it made me feel like that. So let me sit with this for a moment and then let's revisit the conversation.
Yeah.
Because, like, That's emotional intelligence. I learned
emotional intelligence, or at least how I want to progress in my journey of learning mm-hmm. and building. But the biggest thing I feel like I learned was how to communicate with people, one.
Yeah.
Because I was the type of person, if you hurt my feelings or made me uncomfortable or whatever, I was going to block
it's
you.
It's F you.
It's F you.
She did not play.
I did not play. But it's like, I learned, like, no. Like, people have... I really genuinely, being the only child, I didn't understand that people are going to be upset. They're going to be angry. They're going to hurt your feelings.
Them.
And you got to let them.
Yeah.
Because when you're an only child, you're with yourself. Somebody pisses you off, you go home and play with your toys.
Yeah, and you can't really control all of
it. You can't really control it. And I feel like it was more so for me, because I was living with my partner. Mm-hmm. It was learning how to be angry with somebody and forgive them in that moment and then have dinner with them the next day. Or that day, not the next day. I didn't know how to do that. Like, with my parents, they'll go in their room and I'll go in my room. We'll talk to each other maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, like, holding on. Learning to let go of that.
Learning to let go. That's another thing I've learned.
And letting that moment
learning
be that moment.
Learning to let go and allow that moment to be that moment. Because
it's bigger than that.
It's way bigger than that.
And like,
love is strong. Love is infinite. And it's bigger than that.
That was crazy.
Hey! Yeah, like, it also taught me how to love myself more, because I feel like when you're in a relationship where it's not always loving, you, especially when you have yourself and you have that foundation, it's forcing you to love yourself more.
And first you to show yourself how to show up for yourself.
How to show up for yourself, because there would be moments where I'm just depressed and like...
And you realize you don't know how to co-regulate or self-regulate.
I don't, and it's like... I had to get myself out the bed. Because you get... I'm not going to lie. I was naively getting in this relationship. I'm like, okay, this person's going to help me get out of the bed when I have those moments. No.
And it's not their job.
And a lot of times, we were having those moments at the same time.
Yeah. And I feel like the biggest thing is really that it's... Learning that it's not their job.
It's not their job.
It's not your partner's job.
Detachment. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's not learning detachment.
It's not your partner's job to heal you. It's not your partner's job to...
No.
To pull you out of spaces.
No, they're not your Superman.
They can assist you.
They're not your Superwoman.
And they can create space for you. And it's beautiful when you have somebody that can and is able to create space for you, but it's not their job.
They're literally addition. They're addition. Extra credit.
Like, you know when you go out, when you shopping?
Yeah.
And then they got, like, what you can add to your
purchase? The stuff, like the little gum and the candy.
Yeah.
That's what relationships are.
Oh, Lord, when it's like, you want to add this? You can add this to your partner's.
Yeah.
Like, you can add
like,
stuff to
get
the
package.
Yeah.
Get the matching set.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what they are.
Like, you want the notebook, you get the matching pen.
That's what it is. And like, yeah. I honestly, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm still learning and reflecting on what all I learned from this relationship. So 100%. I don't have a list
but
like
that's
you
okay.
gave.
That's okay.
But that was the biggest thing.
As we conclude this episode of the podcast, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening, and we hope that our experiences and lessons were of benefit to you in any way.
Yes, and click the link in our bio, follow us on Instagram to stay in tune when we're going to drop a new episode, share to your family and friends, to your exes as well.
And comment down below on our social media what other topics you want to learn about, listen to, hear, or you want us to share.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Thank you for listening and taking the time out your day to listen.
Peace.
Peace and love.